Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has met with top military and national security advisors discussing the fight against the Islamic State. He told reporters afterwards that IS is losing ground in Syria and Iraq.
ISIL has not had a major successful offensive operation in either Syria or Iraq in a full year. Even ISIL's leaders know they're going to keep losing. In their message to followers, they're increasingly acknowledging that they may lose Mosul and Raqqa. And ISIL is right. They will lose them.
On another topic, Mr. Obama told reporters he is not confident that he can trust the Russians and their President Vladimir Putin to help the U.S. bring peace to Syria. President said Russia may not be able to help end the violence. President Obama also denied that sending $400 million in cash to Iran on the same day as a hostage release last January was a ransom payment. During a visit to Argentina, Secretary of State John Kerry defended the move.
The United States of America does not pay ransom and does not negotiate ransoms with any country. We never have, and we're not doing that now.
That is Secretary of State John Kerry. Amid a scandal involving allegations of state-sponsored doping, International Olympic Committee has decided to allow more than 270 Russian athletes to compete in the Summer Games, those opening today in Rio de Janeiro. And the Taliban claiming responsibility for ambushing a group of U.S. and European tourists in Afghanistan's western Herat province, wounding six of the tourists and their Afghan driver. Also, a Pakistani helicopter has crash-landed in Afghanistan's Logar province, with those on board being seized. This is VOA News.